here I am again by the old barn. You've seen it before if you watch Tailgate Talks. Let's talk about old stuff. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Okay, well, not old stuff. Older stuff. Let's talk about legacy. Legacy is probably a better word. Legacy is good. Hey, so I've been thinking about legacy here lately because a couple of guys here as of recently have kind of celebrated some milestones. And I not just recently, within the last couple of months, flew out to North Carolina, my first time to ever go to North Carolina, because, you know, I've been to other parts of the world, but I've not been to all 50 states. So first time to be to go to North Carolina. Beautiful, by the way. Reminded me a lot of Arkansas, but very beautiful. And flew into Raleigh, Durham, and went to celebrate the 50th anniversary of my ministry mentor surrendering to the ministry. Buddy Ritter, who came into my life at about the age of 14, right after I surrendered to the ministry about 25 years ago. He was celebrating 50 years since he had made his call to ministry public. And so flew out there. I'd coordinated with his wife. He didn't know it until they picked me up at the airport. It was pretty sweet. Got to preach at his church that Sunday morning at his big anniversary celebration. It was just a pretty sweet deal. 50 years of faithfully preaching the gospel in spite of, man, some mountains that he had to climb, health-wise and otherwise. What a legacy. And another man that now he and his wife are members of our church that I pastor, who has been a faithful pastor of the Lord's churches and has been preaching the gospel for, now if I'm wrong about the exact number of years, that's on me, but it's either 65 or 69 years. I believe it's 69 years that he's been preaching the gospel. That's incredible. Incredible. His health is not that great. He's kind of coming back from an illness right now. But he's just a sweet, sweet man of God, Brother J.W. Wright. And I get the joy, the honor and joy, a privilege of getting to be his pastor right now. What a humbling thing to get to be the pastor of a man who's been a pastor for almost 70 years. I mean, that's why does legacy matter? I'll tell you why it matters. The book of Proverbs would say that a good man, and I want you to hear this, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Now, we would hear that, and you would read that, and some have read that and said, well, see, a good man leaves money behind for his kids. But in the full context of Scripture now, the full context of Scripture, in the book of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus himself would tell us that it's more important to store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves don't break in and steal than it is to store up treasures here. So what in the full context of Scripture do I believe Scripture would be telling us? The legacy that matters the most for you to leave behind for your children and grandchildren is not a big bank account, because they're going to fight over that and blow it when you're gone anyway. I mean, let's just be honest. The most important legacy for you to leave behind for your kids and grandkids is a godly spiritual legacy, that they can see in you what it means to pursue Jesus and love Him well and love people well. And these two men that I just told you about, five, six, almost seven decades of following Jesus and pointing other people to Him faithfully. What a legacy. What a legacy. So can I encourage you today? Can we aim for that? Can we set our target? Can we put our bullseye on that kind of legacy? Instead of spinning our wheels and exhausting ourselves to try to leave these massive bank accounts for our kids someday to fight over, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. That's fine. But maybe place a little bit higher priority on leaving a spiritual legacy for our kids to remember us by and carry on when we're gone. That's just a thought from a guy who's sitting next to an old barn in the middle of a field. But I hope it registers. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you for joining me on the tailgate today. Hey, until next time, I pray you have a great week. And I hope to see you next week on a tailgate.